Hello and welcome all. This is Shubham and you're listening to your favorite finance podcast, What's Up Finance, where we bring to you all the news and updates from finance world simplified. Today in this episode, we have Ruchi with us.
Hello guys.
And today we are going to discuss why banking systems are still finding it so difficult to secure themselves against fraud. Just a few months ago, the bank fraud of ABG Shipyard of 20,000 crore came into light. And now here we are again with another fraud of 34,000 crore unfolding by DHFL, which is one of the massive fraud till date.
Indeed, Shubham, we've already seen two of the biggest banking frauds in this year itself. But the list doesn't end here. We all know about the famed Vijay Mallya's 10,000 crore scam, or the Nirav Modi and Mehul Choksi's another 14,000 crore scam. This list of cons just doesn't end.
Yeah.
In fact, there's a popular anecdote on Indian banking frauds where a veteran banker had shared a joke when asked about these mounting corporate defaults. He said that if you take a loan of 1 lakh from a bank, it's your problem. But if you take a loan of 100 crores, it's the bank's problem.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like just a joke right now. It has become the stated reality of our Indian banking system now.
Absolutely. It just brings forth the systemic fault and the vulnerabilities in our banking process, and which is these willful defaulters have actually taken advantage of.
So what is willful defaulter?
So willful defaulters are these corporates, these multimillionaires and the billionaires who have the ability, they can pay, but they just don't pay because they have an army of lawyers to fight these legal battles. And in fact, they've also taken citizenship of other countries and they've just fled away from the country, never having to come back.
We all have heard the case of banking fraud and banks loopholes coming into limelight with the notorious Harshad Mehta case. We all know how he manipulated the entire stock market by using banks' money. But that happened 30 years ago, and we would all like to believe in the past 30 years, banks would have actually strengthened themselves against the frauds. But these have been happening and in so many numbers, as you mentioned.
So, I won't say nothing has changed in the past 30 years, especially after this Harshad Mehta scam was exposed. We saw some sweeping changes in the securities market. And in fact, you'd be surprised to know that SEBI is actually one of the most strictest regulatory body in the world.
But that happened after Harshad Mehta case, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, okay. I agree. It happened after the Harshad Mehta scam. And a lot of powers of SEBI were widened, there were strict laws introduced, banking system also went in a complete overhaul. So, aisa nahi hai ki kuch nahi badla.
Just this comment, kuch nahi badla, reminds me of one dialogue from this famous Harshad Mehta series only, Scam 1992, where Pratik Gandhi, portraying Harshad Mehta, said, "Bohat kuch badla, par fir bhi kuch nahi badla." I think that's the case right now with our Indian banking system. If you say they have strengthened, but we still see so many loopholes and billionaires keep on exploiting them. So what are the loopholes currently that we are seeing in the banking system right now?
There are still loopholes despite so many changes. And there was this Deloitte's bank fraud survey which happened last year. And it clearly points out the key reasons for most of these defaults are A, there is very, very limited due diligence prior to disbursement. That is, before you giving out a loan,
okay,
there is very little due diligence which is being carried out and which is being taken, these people have been taking advantage of.
Sorry, Ruchi, to interrupt you there. Just because you mentioned due diligence, it reminded me of my time when I was going to a bank for taking a loan. And there was massive paperwork. I even had to give some collateral. I had to provide an authorized signatory to guarantee the bank loan there. So when they are scrutinizing a common man like me, you would actually believe that they would be having more stringent or stringent diligence there.
Well, yeah. Sad, but it's true that, you know, the fraud monitoring system, as you call it, is not strong enough. It's not stringent enough to identify these little red flags, these warning signals well in advance.
Okay.
In fact, most of these scams, as you know of, happened much, much earlier than when they were reported.
Oh, wow.
So, and these scamsters got much time to actually fled or prepare themselves before the banks actually got to know of them.
Yeah, before they actually willfully defaulted
themselves. Exactly. They've all fled from the country, a lot of them. And therefore, it's so important for these banks to actually have systems in place that can detect these frauds in the first place, actually detect them right in advance. And you know, I mean, if recovering the money comes next, you know, detection is something which has to be tackled right now.
So I understand these are the few problems or challenges the bank's facing. Are there any challenges that is making bank weakened against all these frauds that are happening?
So an obvious reason for these defaults have been an economic slowdown. And we've been seeing pandemic-induced recessionary fears and geopolitical reasons. And these economic slowdown fears have actually increased. And so therefore, the chances of further defaults just increases.
Yeah.
And therefore, there's this need for these banks to make a complete overhaul to strengthen their SIM systems from within. And what is also important is a proper due diligence. It is after disbursement of loans as well. And this was also highlighted by this banking survey, which I was talking about by Deloitte, where they clearly state that about 40% of these defaults have actually happened because there's very limited monitoring of loans after disbursement.
So in a nutshell, banks should actually get involved in what is happening with their money once they have given it to the corporates.
Absolutely. Every red flag, every warning signal should be monitored much, much in advance.
What do you see? What's happening next? If you just want to give a final conclusion for all the listeners out there.
I would say that, you know, risk is a very inherent aspect of lending. You cannot eliminate risk from you know, banking operation.
Okay.
All you can do is minimize that risk. And therefore, particularly in current adverse business environment like right now, it is all the more apparent and all the more important for banks to actually, you know, address this problem right from the roots. They have to strengthen their fraud risk management. They have to strengthen their monitoring systems. And what is very important is to have an independent fraud management department. Why I say independent is because that department should report directly to the MDs, to the head of the bank, so that, you know, they can avoid delays. Once you detect any fraud, you can avoid the delays in decision making, especially in large value frauds like we've been speaking about. After all, because most of these scams have actually taken place with the help of bank staff, with the help of insiders.
True. So hopefully, kuch badlega and we would be able to see a lesser number of frauds coming. I'm not saying it will stop because it's a huge banking system. There are definitely different kinds of aspects of loopholes that keep on coming in place. But hopefully, banks will strengthen themselves against all these frauds. See you all on our next episode. Don't forget to follow to get the latest updates.